Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM, the King County Sheriff is praising a good Samaritan. The man pulled a man from his car moments before it was hit by a train last weekend. WBBM's Rachel Pearson reports.
A 72-year-old Aurora man was driving along Barnes Road when he became confused and turned down a set of railroad tracks instead of a street. King County Sheriff Ron Haynes says the tires of his car quickly became lodged in the gravel.
So the good Samaritan just happened to be passing by and lives right around the corner and saw this vehicle with the tires spinning sitting on the tracks.
While trying to see if the man was okay, the good Samaritan saw a train quickly approaching. The 72-year-old was unresponsive.
He unbuckled his seatbelt and he said he was able to roll him onto the gravel next to the railroad tracks just as the train struck the vehicle.
The car was totaled, but the man survived with minor injuries. Sheriff Haynes says the Good Samaritan will be recognized at the next county board meeting. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A new Inspector General's report indicates the Chicago Fire Department still is not doing what it should to gauge whether fire and medical response times meet state and national standards.
The city Inspector General found in 2013, and then in a follow-up report 2 years later, that the Chicago Fire Department was not keeping track of elements that would determine whether the CFD was meeting national standards. The IG says in his latest report, the same problem exists in 2021. The report suggests the department establish and document department-wide turnout, travel, and total response times for both fire and EMS at the 90th percentile. In response, the fire department agreed with the IG's findings and acknowledges the importance of being able to measure performance. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago City Council Zoning Committees approved several changes to the plumbing code. The Sun-Times reports the changes include more use of plastic pipes and construction of more gender-neutral restrooms. Supporters say the moves are intended to ease the financial burden on homeowners and businesses. A Pennsylvania businessman's pleaded guilty in a corruption case involving former Cook County court clerk Dorothy Brown.
Donald Doniger, who owned a debt collection company, admitted that he paid some of the expenses for a 2014 event at Brown's office put on because he thought he was rewarding Brown for business that had been directed to his company. He faces up to about a year and a half in prison. Earlier this year, a federal court judge dismissed the more serious bribery charges, saying prosecutors had failed to allege there was an explicit quid pro quo tied to Doniger's campaign contributions to Brown, who herself was not charged in the case. She left the clerk's office last year. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The American Science and Surplus Store on Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago is moving to Park Ridge.
The American Science and Surplus Store is known for its random collection of science and educational knickknacks and oddities. Store President Patrick Meyer tells Block Club Chicago they're moving to Park Ridge after 84 years because the Milwaukee Avenue store has struggled financially and they couldn't afford to stay in the city. The company has two other locations in suburban Geneva and in Milwaukee. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago-based Boeing telling employees they have to be vaccinated against COVID or risk being fired. The Seattle Times reports the deadline for workers at the aerospace giant is December 8th. Employees can request exemptions because of a disability or a sincerely held religious belief. The policy will apply to roughly 125,000 U.S.-based employees company-wide, with about half of them in Washington State. Former Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Dean Angelo Sr. has died after being hospitalized in intensive care because of COVID complications for the last month. Angelo was 67, led the police union from 2014 through 2017. Funeral arrangements are pending. Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police going to court today, trying to stop the city from enforcing a coronavirus vaccine requirement.
Police union President John Catanzara says in a YouTube video, the city has not bargained in good faith over the vaccine mandate issue, and he's encouraging members not to give the city the information it's looking for, whether or not they're vaccinated. He says he understands the city will stop paying them Friday if that happens.
I will myself go into a no-pay status as your president because I think it's the right thing to do.
But Catanzara thinks sending officers home without pay could leave the city woefully unprepared to protect Chicagoans this weekend.
Whatever happens because of that manpower issue, that falls at the mayor's doorstep. This could have all been avoided, but it literally has been like everything else with this mayor for the last 2.5 years. Do it or else, because I said so.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are telling residents they're taking multiple steps to address three recent shootings in the North Center and West Lakeview neighborhoods.
Assistant State's Attorney Aileen Bhandari responded to complaints logged during the virtual meeting that too often people charged with crimes are back out on the street quickly.
So we, as the State's Attorney's Office, we don't let people out on bail. That is a decision that is in the statute as to who makes those decisions and what parameters are used to make those decisions.
47th Ward Alderman Matt Martin says the police department is allocating more detectives and gang investigators to the neighborhood, but resident Angela Foster Rice wants more clear-cut responses.
We do need some specific concrete actions, and I heard little bits and pieces, but I didn't really hear enough.
Police say they're using license plate readers to find stolen cars and conducting traffic missions on main corridors like Irving Park Road and Ashland to address a growing amount of gang activity in the area. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.